Lord, help me today to deliver your heart in a way that causes our core strength. It's a core strength message, Lord. This is one of those things that don't seem glamorous. They don't do bodybuilding poses for it. Lord, it's done in your garage and in your basement, planking next to your bed at night. It's core strength time for the church. So we ask you incorporate into your spirit today, into your word, the process that causes us to do some deep work within ourselves to see our core strength come forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Today is going to be fun. I want to slow it down a little bit. Can you say this with me? I will hear from me today, because I am the church. I will examine my wardrobe. I'm not commenting on anyone else's wardrobe. I have a closet that needs working on. Good, we're in the right church this morning. The title of today's message is The Chosen Dress Code. Anybody been watching the show Chosen? Anybody? Man, it's been so good. I got a picture, right? Do I have one up? I think I gave one to you. Yeah, sure, there they are. Jesus and the boys and Mary. I love that one. So I love it. It's been a great season, series. It's a great adaptation, okay? It's educated extrapolation, and it's very artistic. So please hear this. Are you listening? Nudge somebody. Hear this. At times, the series does a good parallel job with the scriptures. This is not scripture. It's a show about Jesus and scripture. So when you're watching it, you go, well, that's not the Bible. Of course it's not, because it's not scripture. It's a show about Jesus and about scripture, right? Because I heard that you got a lot of things about don't be offended. This is going to be a lot of these series that sound wonderful and cute. They're going to equip you or offend you this year. But it's the time. And I'm free. And so I just really want you to understand this series does an amazing job. But sometimes it does go along with scripture. And at times, the show is artistic and maybe a little expressive beyond what scripture says. I think our disciples do the same thing. Aren't we a little more beyond sometimes than God would have us be? Yeah, I think we are. And I think this show is not so, what it's showing me, I know Jesus. What I love to see in the show is that how the disciples start transforming. It's not an instant situation. Jesus took 3 years and he worked on their core strength. He taught them how to dress. I'll prove it. Jesus chose a work for us to do. And sometimes we're taught in your life, you got to show up in uniform. Did you ever have a job that you had a uniform? Had to go to uniform every day. There's a dress code. Mm-hmm. You see hands if you ever had to wear a uniform or dress code. All right. So you guys understand that, right? Showing up at a dress code, like, hoorah! I can hear some of you seasoned saints go, he's going to talk about the armor of God. No, I'm not. Totally am not. I'm not going to do it. Not today. If you're chosen, a.k.a. if you've exchanged lordship with Jesus, if you're chosen, which means you've exchanged your life in the forgiveness of sins and Jesus has become your Lord, if you're part of the chosen, right, God has a dress code. You know, where I work at times in my life, I worked in the hospital, had to wear a dress code. I worked in radiology, certain things I had to wear, badges and things I had to wear, I had a dress code. I went to private school my whole life. Imagine this. It's from kindergarten to college, putting a tie on and suit on a kid every day. It's cruel. You know, it's just part of the thing. But I had a dress code. You showed up without it, especially in high school, you'll get in trouble. You know, you're a little kid, your tie's all messed up from tackling someone with football. You're not supposed to play tackle football. And you're coming all jacked up, really like grass stains all over. But you do that in high school, they'll like, you're going to go sit in the office. Why? Because I didn't bring my tie for the 45th day in a row. Sorry, Mr. Spalding. You know, new season Christian fellowship, I still have dress code. There's certain shirts, Pastor Artie says, nope. Why haven't I thrown that out yet, actually? You know, the big fact, life circumstances dictate dress code. as our country exists now, there's public nudity laws. You know, it's still an arrestable offense, right? Culture has a general dress code. It means to be dressed. You know, that's what they're looking for. Just dressed. You can go into Walmart, pretty much wear anything, but you got to wear something. You know what I mean? So look at somebody say, I'm glad you wore clothes today. Yeah, right. The chosen dress code. We have a uniform we must put on. And I have a small context for this teaching today, this soft breaking in. It seems like elementary stuff, but I'll tell you right now, it is the core of changing people's lives, other people's lives, if we'll start doing a deep core work within ourselves. Because God wants to build this year and do some amazing things and reach the world and strengthen our nets and cause us to be the church and be on fire and go. But if we don't have core strength to do it, look at my core strength. It's not great. It's better than it looks from the outside. I'm still pretty strong. But I'll tell you right now, I still need to work on my core strength. I can't quite plank as long as I used to. You know what I mean? I do exercises like, what if I was hanging off a cliff like Tom Cruise? How long could I hold on? Uh-oh, you better work on your core strength. You know, this message is a core strength message for the church. So I am the church. Colossians 3:12, we'll start there and amplify. It says, so God's own chosen people. God has chosen people, right? For some reason, by the grace of God, I was allowed to see Jesus in the midst of my hurricane mess. Why he exposed himself to me, I have no idea. But I'm in an exchange. At that moment, I let him choose me. I didn't say, no. I said, oh, please forgive me, take me. Use me, I'm here. So as God's own chosen people who are holy, set apart, sanctified for his purpose, and well-beloved by God himself. So I am the church, I'm chosen, and I'm well-beloved. Give him a shout this morning if you believe that. Seriously, like, you're chosen and you're well-beloved. Like, remember where you used to be? Remember, you might be having a rough day. You might be in the midst of trial. Your apartment above you may have burned down and destroyed all your stuff below. That may have happened to someone. It could be. You could be having a bad day, you know? But remember what God has done for you. He's the same God, right? He deserves, right, this big fact. He deserves a love shout more often from us. He deserves a daily love shout from us, no matter what our circumstances are. Right? We get up and go, first thing, what's the BBC say the big trouble in the world is today? Oh my gosh, what's going on in Facebook drama? What's there? Right, we wake up and we pop right to those things. But I want to encourage us, start working on your core. Get up and love shout him. Make your first moment affection to God. Start right there. This is not even part of the message. I just want us to start there because I believe we need to understand that. We are chosen. He chose to make us his bride. Right? So, okay, chosen ones. The chosen one. Put on the uniform of the chosen. It says this in that scripture. Put me back on. Say, put on.
Put on.
All right, give me that scripture back again. It says, put on the heart of. The heart of. All right, that sounds easy enough, right? On the heart of. But I want to tell you a Greek word for that. That word doesn't really mean heart. It's splenkanon. Splenkanon. And this is what it really means. It's less heart and it's more bowels. Bowels here are used to mean heart, lung, liver, kidneys. Deep function. Systems, when you shut them down by themselves, will kill you. This word is bowels. Deep life function and passion, right? So this in your heart, the deep inner place, the intense primal urge to survive is built in there. Passion, reckless or not, is built in there, right? That's the word, bowels, okay? A word, heart alone, can be like tender affection when you read it, right? But Splenkon is saying, don't just have tender affection for what I'm about to tell you to put on. Don't just think, oh, that's a sweet, good idea. That's a wonderful thing. We should all do that with our magical Christian pixie dust and live this way. And we're Tinkerbell about this. Woo, Colossians. No, he said, bottle this. Core this. You think you're strong here? You're not. Keep working on this. Get your bowels involved. You know. Deep moving. Say, put on. It means get dressed. Put on in a primal way. Compassion. What? A sympathetic care. This word compassion means a sympathetic care to alleviate the distress of others. Compassion. A sympathetic care to alleviate the distress of others. Your underwear beneath the surface. Put on a base coat, lady, you know? Doing your makeup, put on a base coat. This is it. Of what? Compassion. You know, where's Bob? You know, I thought of this, Bob. Sometimes you sat in back of me for service, you know? He's got a foot problem. And so many times I've been tempted to just flip my seat around. Say, put your foot up, man. I can slide over a seat. You know? Have compassion on the big guy. You know? But do our bowels of compassion move to care for others? Do our bowels just move for us? Oh. Right? I know. How about this? Let me give a practical thing. I know you think your honey should wait on you. But do you feel moved to wait on her? Deeply? Not like, well, it's a game. She waited me four times, so I need to get my fifth one in this weekend. That's not bowels. It's not deep compassion. Right? The elderly person driving in front of you, a bit under the speed limit at night, you think they should be considerate of you. You think they should be considerate of you. Where's your core strength? Where's your compassion in those moments? I'm 4 minutes late to get to Chick-fil-A. And this lady, where's your compassion? Well, she should get in the right lane. Yeah, I agree. Because it's all about you. Come on, man, compassion, put it on. Say, put it on. You know, when you put on compassion, you heal people. When you feel their pain and you're in the moment and you get it, you can relate something deep in your longing, a trouble that you had, a spill that you made, an accident that you caused, a problem that you willingly chose to get yourself a mess into, and they're in the same mess, and instead of you throwing a stone at them going, or pointing them out going, I feel that. Deep in my bowels. Yeah. Help us, Jesus. Put it on. It's a chosen dress code. It's a daily put on. It's an action. Put on compassion. Some people naturally have a gift of compassion. There are some sweet people in the world God has made. Ever get a chance to meet Hannah Kitt Middle? Man, she's got compassion moving out of her body. Chantel, compassion. She's compassionate. You know, you just know those little compassionate people. Jen Brown, she's compassionate. You know? Put it on as a dress code. Say, put it on. Put on kindness. Put on kindness. This is a fluff message, Pastor. Kindness is gentle, considerate, extended favor. Kindness is gentleness, considerate, extended favor. So here's a bowel check. You ready? How kind are you to your kid? How kind are you to your spouse? How kind are you to the waitress that brought you the wrong thing twice? How kind are you to your brother? Bowel check on kindness organs. How kind are you to the lost? That same guy parks his thing there asking work for food. He's probably not a vet. There's a little vet sign there. I can't believe the police don't roust him out of there. Put on kindness. We have a dress code. These are things that God is saying we need to put on in our lives. And he's saying it not just in a heart, have an affectionate way to be kind. No, make this a bowel-moving moment. Make this the thing that's so deep in you that if you're not naturally kind, you start working on your core because you got no excuse because your temperament says you're not normally kind. Or you don't know how I grew up, or you don't know my neighbor. Shut up. Jesus tells you if you are his child, his chosen one, he said, you better start putting on compassion and kindness. If you don't have it, get to core work. Get your core up. These are the things that set people free, not your scripture quotes and not your, you know, fantastic testimonies all the time. Sometimes they need you to consistently bring kindness to work when it's not there. And don't dare bring it to work and not use it at home. Work on your core. Work on your core. Say, work on your core. All right. Settle down. Breeze it back a little bit. Shoot, it's first day back in the pulpit. I don't got to get crazy. Put on humility. Say humility. Have deep inside of you, in your core. I believe this is so very important for somebody because I think people mess up humble acts with humble hearts. Humble acts and humble hearts are not the same thing. Humility is a definition, is a freedom of pride and arrogance. A freedom from pride and a freedom from arrogance. A freedom from pride and a freedom from arrogance. A freedom from your pride and a freedom from your arrogance. You are the church. This is a problem in our core. Put on humility. It's a core problem. It's hard to go out there and fight the fight of faith when your core is jacked up. Right? Well, I'm good at this. No, you're not. You just said you were because your pride. Don't you just see your pride problem is bringing you down? Every time someone tries to correct you, oh, there's your pride problem. Rising up again. Why? Because you haven't learned how to put really on humility. You know how to serve and wash people's feet. Great. You can put a tile up. You can call someone on the phone. I just ministered to sister so-and-so. Praise God for that. But that has nothing to look like humility. Those are acts of service. In your bowels, start humbling yourself. Lack of arrogance, lack of pride. Take off your better than I am attitude. You know, here, ready to be real? Are you prone to be a bragger? Do you casually walk around with your mouth as a billboard of your awesomeness? Put on the opposite of you lifted up. Put on the opposite of I hope I'm recognized for this. Put on humble. Don't just act humble. God sees. Honestly, everyone else sees too. I've been this way. And I can be prone to be that way, I'm sure. And I try to catch myself on a regular basis. I try to beat myself daily in this area. But it's important that we understand without this truth deep working in us in our bowels, we're not fooling anybody, especially not God. He knows that's the number one sin of sins. Pride is the number one. It's what brought Lucifer down from heaven. It seems like a little thing, right? Humility, H-Life, we get it, Pastor, you hit it all the time. No, this message is talking about we've got soldiering to do this year. It is time we get ripped, we get fit, we get ready, we get set to go. It is time to get out of our comfort zones and start prepping. It is time for the things that God has spoke to you to start working on it. Why? Because it actually matters. There is work that actually needs to be done in the church and to get core strength back again. Or is it put on the armor of God? I want the weapons of our warfare. You can't even handle those weapons. Why? Because your core is so weak. Work on your humility. Then you can maybe pick up a sword. It's important. Say core strength. Don't just put it on. Make it a lifestyle. Say, I'm the church. This could be hard to hear, but it's time to address yourself. You have to address yourself. Not express yourself. We all want to express ourselves. No one wants to dress ourselves. Dress with what? Kindness, compassion, humility. Well, I want my opinion heard. Yeah, we know. Humility. I could do it better. Yeah, we know. Humility. I've done it 1,000 times. Humility. I did it in China. Humility. I've done this before. Humility. Why don't you give me a chance? Because you're not humble. Your core is garbage. I give you a sword and you're falling down, cutting a neighbor. Work on your core. It's important. Because we are the church. And it's time we start standing like we're the church. Walking like we're the church. Talking like we're the church. Serving like we're the church. Because our core is healthy. Like the church is supposed to be. That's what we're supposed to do. There's an essential dress code for the chosen. Say, put on humbleness. It's super hard, right? Disciples have a dress code. I never knew. Right? Say, put on gentleness. Uh-oh. Put the brakes there, Pastor. This is your first weekend back. Put on gentleness. That's hard. That's a required dress code. You know what gentleness means? Mild manner. Put on mild manner. You didn't get the right scone at the local eatery. You asked for raspberry, no cheese, and they gave you peach with cheese. Are you mild-mannered when she brings that back to your table? It says in gentleness, a less aggressive attitude. Who needs to work on that in their core? I'll tell you. Here's some synonyms, which means words that are the same as gentleness. Mild-mannered, good-natured, put on good-natured, put on personable, sweet, warm-hearted, soft-hearted, mild, good-natured. Man, sometimes that's worked for certain people like me in certain moments. I believe if we don't work on becoming more mild-mannered, our opinions are going to be out of control. Seriously. The church is not supposed to be soft, tread upon, and weak. We're called to prevail against the gates of hell. How are we going to do that? We're going to do that by working on our core. And it says, honestly, the goodness of God leads people to repentance. So that sounds a lot more like gentleness than it does me and my wild opinions and the strong proof I have. If I send you 4 internet articles, it proves that I'm right. And Michael Todd even preached it. You better watch it. Okay. That all may be true, and hopefully it blesses that person, but apparently your core is weak. Why? Because you weren't so gentle about that. You definitely weren't humble about that. No wonder you're not getting stuff done because your core is a mess. Okay, Lord. Say, I'm the church, and I'll put on the dress code. Man, here's come the humbling part of the message. You ready? For me. It says, and the P word is coming here. At last, I should have stopped here. Say, put on. Patience. Woo, patience. The power to endure whatever. Keep it there. Just keep me there for a while, Chantel. It's power to do whatever. Patience, the power to do whatever. Patience, the power to do whatever injustice or unpleasantness comes. The power to endure with good temper. Oh my goodness, it's not just shutting my mouth and not yelling. I thought, that's good. I'm being patient. Look at me. I'm biting my lip and got my hands in my pocket. I ain't saying nothing. Mm-mm. Look at my patience. Nope. That ain't a good temper. I know what's going on in you. Do you know, as soon as I finish typing this up, this is the truth that happened, and I'm going to show my vulnerability and my nonsense before you. You ready? I'm getting in this message ready, and I just get to this part, and Pastor Eddie came and talked about something. I go back and get my tablet, and all of a sudden my notes are gone. Uh-huh. And I wasn't patient. I was more angry. And I was more expressive of that anger than losing your nose probably should have let you be. I shut my tablet off. In my head, I was like Wreck-It Ralph and I wanted to find the internet. I'm going to trash the internet for everyone now. I'm going to take a giant hammer and the internet sucks and look what it did and never trust it. And I'm going to smash it with a hammer. No, you're not. Just smash your tablet. Yeah, I'm going to smash my tablet. No, you're not. I want to. I'm so mad. And the Lord said, what was the last word you looked up? Put on patience. Well, I just came back from a study break. I shouldn't have to hear that word from you. So the notes came back. So I learned my lesson, right? So I go to pop my tablet out after the notes are finished. And it's not as easy as my old tablet was. I could basically just tap my old tablet and flop out. This one, I've got to take my time or I'll pinch my finger, and it takes about 13 seconds. And I was mad about it. I was mad about 13 seconds. In the middle of the day when all I had to do was work on this message on patience. You see what I'm saying? My core was exposed. I said, Lord, I used to be. Oh, yeah, I used to be a lot of things. Yep, I know what you used to be. I seen your resume. I know what you used to be. Oh, you're talking about your good stuff. Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You used to be patient, but you not so much. Get that core. Remember how you used to be patient? Remember how it didn't matter if you got interrupted in the middle of the thing? Remember, you know, why did you have such patience for the lady at Walmart when she missed bag thing? But your patience for Pastor Heidi telling you that story a second time, I was... Why are you being impatient? She's the one that deserves your most patience because love is patient. Oh my gosh, my core is garbage. I thought it was good. I thought, oh, these are things. I'm bad about 750, Lord. No, you used to bad about 750. See, dress codes, policemen wear dress codes, right? Uniforms. Fire department wear uniforms. The sons, wearing sweet uniforms, okay. Woo! The sons, anyways. Dress code. Uniforms show authority, right? In certain jobs, you're required to wear a uniform, right? Is it deep moving in us to change our uniform again? Do we get up every day and put on the uniform? I'm not talking about your weapons that we like to read about and we should use them. I'm a warrior. I can't wait to do Uncivilized. There's a bunch of things I'm stoked about. But at the end of the day, you can't use weapons if your core are weak. Ever held an actual... You've seen the movies where Rambo's going... And he's got guns in either arms and he's... You know how difficult it is to hold one of those machine guns of that size in one arm and be accurate? They're about 65 pounds. There's a few guys in here that could do it for a few seconds. See, the weights of your weapons will be ineffective if you don't engage your core. It's truth. It's the church's year to dress better. These few verses are just part of the success of the dress. There's all sorts of things in here, the Word of God. Maybe it's time to change your style. Put on the chosen dress code. God's stirring his church, right? Again, to get on with it. He knows you must be dressed appropriately. You know, even in the Word, it talks about, there's a scripture where Jesus is talking about coming to the wedding feast, the final day. And it says, and people came without the right clothing on. I always thought this was harsh. Well, Jesus, you invited everybody. You sent out in the highways and byways because all the cocky church people was like, I know, Jesus. No, you don't. I'll show up when I want to. Go, okay, go, whatever. Go send it to the highways and the byways, invite people in. And they came in, and it says some of the people were asked to leave and were thrown out of the wedding feast because they weren't dressed appropriately. I thought, that's pretty haughty. He said, no, this is my wedding feast. And I have requirements. I'm looking, they weren't dressed in kindness. They weren't dressed in compassion. It wasn't moving in their bowels, that humility. It was actually in their fingertips. I looked at him, I saw, you're not part of this group. Why? I can tell because you're not dressed appropriately. Because of my clothing? No, it has nothing to do with what you have on, it's what you have in. The church is required to reach the world. Right? The uniform is to do the job. Right? He asks us to put it on deep inside of us because we have a job to do. So here's, I got more scripture now, and I'm going to close it pretty soon. Here's a couple homework points. You know, stop, set yourself apart and tackle your own hypocrisy this year. Deal with your own bowels. No one wants to clean up your bowels. Seriously. No one wants to do bowel duty. When you're able to do it yourself, the only people that need bowel help is people that are at the end phase of their life, or they're very sick, or babies. Right? It's time to deal with our bowels. Ask God to show you, are you nice to your mom? Ask God to show you, are you gentle to your kid? Ask God to show you, are you compassionate to your husband? Are you patient with inanimate objects? No! I'm good with people, but things I'm terrible with. Terrible! Stupid thing, you know? So the second piece of homework is do whatever it takes to get ready for his set plan, because the work of God's ahead of you. It's here. These garments are required to do the job. Some of you guys show up with your uniforms at work and you don't have everything that comes on your uniform. You're not going to be able to do your job well. Pocket shows up to security and you don't have his pockets full of keys. They'll send him home. It's part of the job requirement. Big honking set of keys. Well, you got to have it because you got to get into all sorts of stuff. Go to work without your keys, you're not going to get anything done. You know? It's time to do what's in our hand. Get it taken care of. New Season Christian Fellowship, read his word about his armor, please. Read about the weapons of our warfare, and we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit and putting on his likeness. But these right here that I'm talking about are essential put-ons. These are put-ons. We're going to set people free. We got to have this in our clothing repertoire, right? When you get up in the morning, you don't feel so great. Pastor Sharon's got to go to Cactus Canyon. No, she's probably like 4 minutes of sleep. Miley drank all the coffee and some crazy smoothie she did last night, forgot to make coffee, you know. And she's up in the morning like, Monday morning, Cactus Canyon. And I got an empty coffee. She's got to go, oh, wait a minute. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to put on some stuff. Why? Because I got to go to work. You mean Cactus Canyon? You already look nice. No, I need to put on my Jesus clothes. Why? Because coffee sometimes erases that without having it, you know. So sometimes, like, you know, get your coffee, then put your clothes on. You know, sometimes it has to happen. But you know what I'm talking about? These are the put-ons that are so essential because these are the put-ons that set people free. You know what I'm talking about? Getting people saved. The point of your life, to lead people to God. These are the clothes that lead people to God. Not your talents, your gifts, your ability, and your prophetic utterances. Not even your raising of the deads. Miracle after miracle were performed, and they wanted more. The lives of people that were changed at their core. Put these things on. Put Jesus on the inside attitude, right? Our put-ons are for their deliverance, their redemption, their hope. You want to show your friends how to find Jesus? Put him on, right? You want to show them how to follow Jesus? Start following him. Let him do a deep work inside of you. So it says, put on the chosen robe. Say, put on compassion. Put on kindness. Put on humility. Put on gentleness. And put on patience. You ready for the last put on? I can't help it. Any Who fans in here? Eminence front. Eminence front. It's put on. Anyways, you guys don't know it. You said you were Who fans. You're like, oh, I know the first album. No, you don't. Okay, never mind. Who fans? Never mind. Colossians 3, 13 through 15. Colossians 3, 13 through 15. He continues in this thought, and we'll close, I promise, after this. Bearing graciously with one another, and willingly forgive each other, if one has a cause for complaint against another, just as the Lord has forgiven you, you should forgive. Beyond all these things, say, put on. It says, put on and wrap yourself in unselfish love. Put on and wrap yourself in the deep part of your core, the stuff that holds it all together in there. You know that, Phil, right? There's this, you cut it open, it keeps everything packed in there. It's like, what's it called? The sheet that goes over all the organs that keeps it in. He's like, don't put me on the spot, Pastor. Yeah. You got to cut that so everything pops out. Right? It says, wrap your core, wrap it in unselfish love. Unselfish love, which is the perfect bond of unity, for everything is bound together in agreement when each one seeks the best for others. Say, I'm the church. It's time to be unselfish. It says, let the peace of Christ, you know, it's the only source of real peace, the inner calm of one who walks daily with him, who puts on their clothes daily, his peace, let it be the controlling factor in your heart. Let him decide and settle the questions that come up. To this peace indeed you were called as members of one body. And it says, be thankful, be thankful. Say, be thankful. How much? Always. Be thankful to God always. I want to tell you, unselfish love, I love the definition that he puts right in here, because he talks about it is important that unselfish love is sometimes has complaint against somebody and doesn't take action on it. Unselfish love doesn't think about itself so often. Ever be with someone and the number one topic of their conversation is them? Or their issues? Or their victories? You don't lead people to Jesus talking about yourself. And it's hard not to talk about yourself when all you do is think about yourself. How do I look? How do I feel? How does that make me feel? If your opinion has to be risen above everyone else, you can wash as many feet as you want, but everyone knows you're not humble. You can kindly give to the poor, and all the money you have, and give your body to be burned as a sacrifice. But you don't have unselfish love, the care for someone else greater than you. Well, sure, I love all the orphans in the whole world. Yeah, but what about the ones in your home? You got enough core for them? I think God is wanting to do something crazy in us this year that is going to blow our minds. I really believe that with all my heart. I believe God is going to, don't use your thumb, dummy. My tablet technology shut off here in the midst of me. You know? But I really wanted to make sure I covered something here in the closing minutes. I put at the bottom for prayer requests. I know we all have styles. And how you maybe serve your compassion, humility could look completely different than trees. It's not about not being an individual in the way that you serve and the way that you express. The problem is we really don't ever check our own wardrobes very often. And maybe if you're currently, if this is you, if you currently have work clothes that aren't working, if your current work clothes aren't working, what you're doing every day just is not cutting it anymore. With God, with people, with life, and you're the church, I'm going to invite you to put on some new clothes. If you need new clothes, today's the day to get some new clothes. Right? And they fit pretty nice. They're not real rough clothes to put on. Humility can be rough sometimes, and patience, oh my goodness, like camel hair feels like I have to wear. But honestly, if we're going to be like Jesus, shouldn't our core look like this? Should it be hard to put on Jesus? I'm not talking about paint on Jesus. I'm talking about bowels, beyond heart, the deep places of survival, how I look. It matters every day to me, like life or death. This is a disciple, how I present to the world. It doesn't matter. They said, every no, I'm talking about you need your chosen dress like it. The world needs to see. Oh, is that Jesus over there with a mask on? It sure is. I see it. It's Miss Blanche. You can just see kindness oozing out of her. You know, I think Sharon just got kindness. Like if she was sitting next to a refrigerator, her arm would go, she's got kindness all up her side just by sitting there. Just next to Miss Blanche. Why? Because she oozes it. It's in her core. She don't have to work on her core like me. It's time to put on different clothes this year. And if you need different clothes because your clothes have not been working for you, it's time for you to work your clothes. Put on the clothes that he asked you to put on. You know, so many times we want to put on clothes that are, we think, more stylish. I'd like to put on some pastor clothes. Well, I could preach up a storm, and I could give you a 14-point sermon, and I could not. Maybe. Is that the clothes he asked you to wear? You know, David tried to put on the king's clothes before he was king. He was just a boy. He couldn't use Saul's armor because his core wasn't strong enough. It was uncomfortable for him. It's okay. God said, well, use what's in your hand. Or start working on your core, David, right here. It's core season, everybody. God's going to cause us to get so much stronger in all these areas of real love and compassion and with one another and in our homes. It's got to come out of us like a daily bowel expression. When you're squeezed in your bowels, what comes out? Something stinky or kindness? Oh, when you're squeezed on the highway, Cody, you're squeezed. You're running late for work. Oh, man. The baby kept me up, and I got milk on my shirt, and I got a uniform, Pastor, and I'm going to be in trouble. Right? And this guy kept me off from Minnesota. What kind of bowels are going to be moving in that moment, Cody? What's being squeezed out? Cody says, compassion, Pastor. You're right. Cody's like, I got it. You probably need a jelly donut. That's why you need to cut me off and get into there so fast. I get you. Your blood sugar must have been low. Have a good day. See, God wants us to put those clothes on again. Would you stand with me? Father, we thank you that we are the chosen. And if any of you need new work clothes, put your hand in here. I don't close my eyes. I'm praying for everybody the same. I know the body of Christ needs a wardrobe change. And if you're in the body of Christ, that's you. So, Father, change our wardrobe this year from the inside out. Strengthen our core, physically, emotionally, but especially spiritually, Father, that we would have in the inner workings of our soul, the inner workings of our life, the squeezings of our daily breads, Father, the squeezing of our trials of the cross that we're supposed to carry daily. Father, our things that you've placed in our lanes, the mountains that we're called to climb, Father God, we would be clothed for the climb. We'd be equipped with our uniforms when we're tagged in the game. I usually just sit the bench. I'm the seventh man sitting on the line. I'm tagged in. I have the right clothes on. I'm ready. Put me in the game, coach. My core's ready. I've been waiting. Father, equip us this year in ways we cannot equip ourselves. Keep the body together, that none would be lost, that all would be encouraged and strengthened, Lord God. And the things, the sins easily beset us, Father God, would be easily changed like clothing. Father, their attitudes that need to be changed would be changed like clothing. Our hearts where we've been hardened and hurt, and the reason compassion and patience is hard is damaged, Lord. Speak healing to the inner place of those wardrobes, Father. Be healed in Jesus' name. It's time to move again, to move in the clothing of God. So, Father, equip us with those things that we'd smell like you, look like you, taste like you, talk like you, love like you. Wrap us in unselfish love, Jesus. Wrap us. In your name we pray. Amen. So I am the church. I'm going to do that this year. You can be dismissed in love on somebody. If you need prayer, Pastor Gail is over near the prayer wall, and she's being joined quickly by Pastor Justin. By Charity. And so if you need prayers for your inner core, your outer core, sickness, disease, suffering of any kind, they are ready to unloose the bonds that hold you.